This is Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're talking about switching today. Well, at this moment, with Richard Curtis from the Cambridge Citizens Advice Bureau. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Lee.
And we're talking about switching energy providers because this is Big Energy Savings Week, which is promoting energy switching to save money. Who's running this week? Is it a Citizens Advice Bureau
project? No, it's a national campaign. It's the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy, promoted also by the Energy Savings Trust. So, yeah, it's a national campaign, but obviously it's been, you know, responsible for getting the message out there. We've taken that on board as well. We do every year. And it's just, you know, sort of raising the profile and speaking to people about it, really.
So you're encouraging people to at least check if they could save money by switching energy suppliers. So by energy suppliers, we mean the people who provide you with your gas and electric.
We do. I mean, you've got various ones out there. You've got what they call the big six, you know, British Gas, E.ON, EDF, there's a lot of those. But there's also a lot of newer ones as well. There's probably about 55 in the country that will actually supply your energy. So, it's a mixture of the big ones and the smaller ones, which are very, very competitive, hungry for customers, really.
Yes, as you say, it's a big market now, so it is competitive. So is it the case that normally you can save money if you switch?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the statistics are around about the 66, 67% are still on the standard tariff and just don't switch at all. So even people who have recently switched are still able to, when they come, certainly come in towards the end of their deals, are still able to switch. Those that haven't switched for a few years, I mean, they can save, you know, quite a bit of money actually. Depending on usage, the average, I would say, is in the region of £300.
£300. Well, yes, that's what I saved because into our studios around about 18 months ago,
wasn't
it? To talk about this. And following that interview, I went home and I researched it. It's not hard to do. And I saved about £300. And I've recently switched again because
Brilliant.
You get a reminder that you should switch.
That's right.
And I've saved another £60. What put me off doing it initially was that I thought it would be hard, but it's easy, isn't it?
No, very, very simple. All you really need is your latest bill. Ideally, that would be accurate. So if you provide a recent meter reading, that would be good. But if not, just go with the latest bill. Get yourself, if you've got internet access, then get yourself on the internet. You've got various ones on there. There's Go Energy Shopping will give you some sort of ones you can go. There's about 10 or 11 on there. U-Switch are one of those. There's Citizens Advice website you can go on as well. So just compare. You might have family or friends who have got the internet access and can just assist you, but you're literally talking about 5 minutes. All the information you need is on that bill. So you really need, obviously it's your postcode, because not all suppliers go to every postcode. You need the tariff that you're on, when that's going to end. But the most important thing is you use your kilowatt hours, so it's your actual units of electric or gas. And don't really go by the pound notes that you're using, because that could be sort of, you know, not accurate really, but the kilowatt hours is what you need.
And you literally, you say, you look at the comparison, you think, well, that's the cheapest one, you click on that, and that's it.
Yeah.
There's no forms to fill in.
No forms to fill.
The companies sort it out between them.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's important. You know, a lot of the smaller ones, you can't actually switch through the comparison site. But what it does tell you is it just guides you as to where you need to go. So you just go on that individual website and then just, put in your details. Literally, you're talking 5-10 minutes. And then, you know, the process is started. They give you a 14-day cooling off period. So if you do have any doubts, you do want to change your mind, you can. The whole process from start to finish, you're looking in the region of 3 to 4 weeks. So again, those people that are fixed, don't wait until you're at the last day. You can switch, even if you've got exit fees, you can switch 45 days before the actual end. That will then give time for the switching process to all take place, and then you're switched, you know, before the end of your deal finishes and still on a competitive rate.
So is there a situation where you might be penalised?
Yeah, I mean, again, you've got a lot of the big six especially, they've got exit fees. So that stops you switching. Well, it doesn't stop you switching, but if you switch, say, 6 months down the line, then they will charge you per fuel that you've got. It can be £20, £25, £30 per fuel, which obviously is just extra cost you don't need.
Per fuel. fuel that you've got, what do you mean by that?
So a gas or electric is what they class it as. So let's say you had a £35 exit fee on both your gas and electric. If you chose to switch halfway through your 12 months, and they would charge you £70. So, but a lot of the smaller ones coming in have got no exit fees. And if you're in any sort of doubt, I suppose, they're the ones to maybe, you know, go for. A lot of people are, when they're doing a comparison, they're populated by a lot of the small ones, say the top 20. And they're looking for the bigger ones, but they're quite a way down the list and are a little bit hesitant about going with the smaller ones. But when they're giving you a no exit fee, then you've not really got anything to lose, because, you know, if the worst came to the worst and you did change your mind sort of 3 months down the line, then you can leave for no fee.
Well, it might be that the savings you made are greater than the exit fee as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to take that all into consideration. I think it's all about, as well, it's all about your what's best for you. So it's not necessarily the cheapest, but if, depending on your payment method, that will sort of guide as to what ones are available for you. And it's whatever payment method is suitable for you, then go with that. Some people might want paper bills, they don't want to manage online, then that's fine. It's all tailored towards what you want and what you need, really. You know, monthly direct debit is the cheapest way, but it's not necessarily for everyone. You know, there potentially are still cheaper deals out there for you, even if you're on prepayment.
And is it the case that some people stay with their provider because, particularly perhaps an older clientele, because they feel loyalty? You know, I've been with British Gas for 30, 40 years,
yeah.
So I will always... British Gas, you know, it's terms of pricing. Then they don't show an awful lot of loyalty back.
No, absolutely. There's no sort of, you know, discounts for staying with a provider. You know, don't get like a 10 or 20% discount or anything like that. It's just a case of, you know, they will keep on charging you. The discounts really are for new customers they're wanting to attract rather than retaining the old ones. I mean, we have, over the time I've been doing the energy switching, you do come across the clients who have been with a certain provider for 20, 30, 40 years. But I think it's about, even if you've not gone through that switching process, at least for peace of mind, do it. I did have a gentleman a couple of years ago, I remember, who'd been with British Gas for sort of over 35 years and just recently stayed with them about a month previous. We did the exercise and he could still have saved £250. You know, so I think even, you know, for nothing else, just do it for peace of mind that you're on the best deal. Doesn't mean you have to switch, but just do the exercise for interest, if nothing else.
And is this the case if you've got a meter as well, if you've got a prepayment
meter? you can still say, basically every single provider has got a prepayment tariff. So they're all different. Now, although capping has come in over the past sort of, you know, 12 to 18 months, so they are even cheaper than a standard variable tariff, you can still save. The savings aren't as big, but you can still save, depending on usage, £50, £80, £100, £150. So money is still to be made. So definitely still look at it.
Okay, so if people are interested, they can go. There's a variety of websites, and the one that's talking about the issues that you'll be discussing this week in Big Energy Savings Week is bigenergysavingweek.org.uk. And is this something, Richard, that you think people should do on a regular basis? You know, if you switch today, when would be the next time that you should?
I mean, depending on the exit fee side of things, I would always be, you know, if you've got no exit fees, I'd potentially be looking every sort of 3 to 6 months. There's, you know, there's no worry about doing that, and depending on what the market's doing, it could have, you know, taken a dive and you could be, you know, experiencing cheaper prices. So I think it's you know, it's always good to do that. If you're obviously fixed and you've got the fixed prices and you've got the exit fees there, then maybe you wouldn't start looking until maybe the 9 month mark, but certainly it's worth doing, and it's certainly something we can help at the you know, Citizens Advice Bureau in Devonshire Road. We're doing one-to-one appointments all year round, really, but specifically this week we've got sort of extra ones available. If you can come into the reception between sort of 9:15 and 12:45 in the drop-in and ask to, you know, to get one of those appointments, we can do it. You can also call us as well. So, yeah, we're there to help. And it's not just about switching also this week. It's about, you know, if there are any other problems, you might be in energy debt, you might have problems with them trying to put your direct debit up. We can help on sort of all those things, really.
Great. So going to the Citizens Advice Bureau in Cambridge on Devonshire Road. As I say, when I switched, I saved £300 and then I saved a further £60 this year. So £360, I mean, that's a holiday.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's
a
lot of money.
Absolutely. And we've seen some really, you know, big ones. Depending on the usage, on the high usage ones, you really do find the bigger savings. I think the biggest one I've seen in the last couple of years will be £940.
Wow.
But I've also seen 700, 600s, 800. So there's some big ones out there.
But, you know, even if it's only £50, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's a lot of money for some people.
Yeah.
Okay, so that website again, bigenergysavingweek.org.uk. And there are all sorts there about how you can switch, the ease with which you can do it. And as Richard was saying, if you want further information or help with switching, you can go to the Citizens Advice Bureau in Cambridge on Devonshire Road. Lovely to talk to you again, Richard.
Thank you very much, Lee.
I think you've probably got a busy week ahead
of you.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.